Let's go to Matthew chapter 16. And this is Christmas time. And thank God for Christmas. Have you noticed that there's a kind of joy in the air when it's Christmas time? Even though it is winter time and it's cold, Christmas makes the winter bearable, amen, doesn't it? And we thank God that we are able to celebrate Christmas. But I want to begin to share some thoughts about the person that Christmas is about. You know, it is us as believers that will preserve the meaning of Christmas. Out there in the world, some people are enjoying the Christmas season, but we're not putting into our hearts the true meaning of Christmas. We as believers need to ensure that this is never lost, is never forgotten. Matthew 16, and this is before our Lord Jesus left. He was speaking to his disciples. Says, when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I am? I, the Son of Man, am. And that's a very important question, isn't it? What are people saying about me? You know, this is not an unnecessary question. This is not a purposeless question. There's a reason that our Lord Jesus is asking this question. He's not just wanting to hear rumors of what people are saying about him. There's a purpose to this question. And we will see it as we read on. Because it's not just what people are saying. He's trying to highlight and bring out what the disciples are saying about him. See, it matters what you say about Jesus. It matters who Jesus is to you personally. And actually, that's what it means to be saved. When you are able to know Jesus and accept him as your personal Lord and as your Savior. So he's trying to establish something here when he asked the question, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Let's hear verse 14. So they said, some say John the Baptist. Can you imagine? Jesus spent 3.5 years proclaiming himself, declaring himself. If you read through the Gospels, particularly the book of John, Jesus engaged the people at different times, telling him who he was. Remember when he got baptized, what was his name? John the Baptist pointed him out. He said, who? This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And after he was baptized, the Bible says when he rose from the water, when he came out of the water, the Spirit of God descended on him like a dove. And the voice shouted out, and what? This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. You know, and John came because the Bible says John was the forerunner of Christ Jesus. You know, as we go on, you'll find out that between the book, what was the last book in the Old Testament? The book of Malachi. The very last verses of Malachi prophesied about Jesus. When the book of Malachi finished, nobody heard the voice of God again. In fact, there were over 400 years. It's called the 400 years of silence. There was nothing because there needed to be a preparation for the coming of Jesus, for the coming of the Messiah. So no one heard anything, and we'll look at this in other teachings. This is not what I'm doing today. But when Jesus came, it was a big deal. It was a big deal because for 400 years, they went into the temple every day. They didn't hear anything from God. The priest did not hear anything until after 400 years. And what they heard, who was the person that heard it? Do you remember? John the Baptist, Zechariah, John the Baptist's father, he was his turn to go into the temple. And John the Baptist was born to be a forerunner. So John the Baptist had announced who Jesus was. They knew it. But what are they saying? They say he is John the Baptist. Notice that the people they are comparing Jesus with, they're not bad people. So it's not whether the people they are saying he is are good or bad. It is that they are not getting who he truly is. You can imagine if I came to you, Belinda, I've known you for many years. And I said, no, you're not Belinda. You are Dickens Daily. Amen. What does that sound like? It means I don't know her. So it's not just knowing her name, it's knowing her relationally. If someone told me something else about him, about her, I will not believe it because I know her. Someone came to me, I said, oh, she's not a Christian. She doesn't go to church. I said, no, you don't know her. So they say he's John the Baptist, and some said he's Elijah. And others said Jeremiah. Another said he's one of the prophets. Now listen to me. We must never listen to what the world says Jesus is. The world does not tell us who Jesus is. God himself, the Father, he reveals to us who he is. And that's what Jesus is trying to do here. He's saying that as my disciples, don't go into the community and follow what the community is saying about me because they don't know me. You have walked with me and you have known me. And so he said, one of the prophets, verse 15, and this is the big question. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? I want you to pause there. Who is Jesus to you? Who do you say, wherever you go, and people ask you, who is Jesus? What will you tell them? What will you boldly and confidently tell them that Jesus is? Verse 16. Simon Peter answered. You know, Simon always goes first. Many times when Simon goes first, he always gets it wrong. Hallelujah. But thank God this time around, he didn't get it wrong. So Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, this is powerful stuff. Jesus is what? The Christ. The Christ. And before I come back to this, I'm going to come back. Let's hear what Jesus answered, what he told him after he heard this declaration. Verse 17. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you that you are able to bring out these truth, this powerful reality of who I am. You are blessed that you are able to tune your mind and your spirit for God to reveal this truth to you. You are blessed. Because this is a message that's going to preach across the world for generations to come. When people want to know about me, these words that have come out of your mouth will be pivotal to the salvation of men. Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. So this was from God himself. The Father spoke into the heart of Peter, and Peter revealed the true person of Jesus. Did you know that Christmas means Christmas? Now, I don't want us to take this lightly. And we're going to be looking into this. We must never take Christ out of Christmas. The reason we celebrate is because the Christ was born. The word mass there means celebration. So Christmas is the celebration of who? Of Christ. And, you know, this is something that I find people do. I've seen people do that. Maybe some of us are believers would do that ignorantly. But from today, please don't do it. Don't write X-mas. Christ is not X. You see, this name is a powerful name. This is a revelation from the Father himself to Peter. And Jesus said, you are blessed that you are able to identify this name. You know, he didn't say X. Oh, you know, it's an insult to write Christ as X. Oh, glory to God. Don't feel I'm not trying to make you feel guilty if you've been doing it. I'm just saying it so that you can say, Lord, now I know I will do it no more. Christmas is a celebration of Christ. We must never take away Christ from Christmas. Amen. I said amen. Amen. He said, you are the Christ. What is the Christ? The Christ is, the Greek word for Christ means Christos. And it means the anointed one. And that is in Greek, in Hebrew, it means the Messiah. The Messiah is the one that they've all been expecting. The prophets of old. Remember Isaiah chapter 9? He said, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Given is the gift that humanity has been expecting. Throughout those silent years from Malachi to the book of Matthew, they've been expecting him. They've been expecting the Messiah. And he needed to be identified, the Christ, the Messiah, the one. The only one that is able and fit and proper to take away the sin of the world. The only one that is worthy to be called Savior and Lord and Redeemer. The only one. That's what the anointed one means. Notice it's not an anointed one. We are all anointed, but we are not the anointed one. I want you to notice the definite article, the. Not only is he the what? The anointed one, he is the son of the living God. In fact, you have to be the son of the living God to be the anointed one. Because his anointing is not something that he wasn't anointed here on earth. He came from the anointing. Hallelujah. He was born of the anointing. And so Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the one that will come to deliver the world. And he has come, and we give him all the glory and all the praise. So how do you know Jesus? You know him from what he says about himself, from what the word says about him, and what the Father has revealed to us. You know, we're not in the time of the disciples. We have the scriptures now that can show us and tell us who Jesus is. Even in our day today, we still find people saying, oh, Jesus was a nice teacher. You know, his words were so nice. He has some quotes that you can use. No, he's not somebody who was just a nice teacher. I have some people say, oh, you still have people say he was one of the prophets today. He's not one of the prophets. He is who? The Christ, the Son of the living God. And this is a big deal. Go to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2 at his birth says, then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you what? Good tidings of great joy. Why is it good tidings of great joy? Which will be to all people. Keep going. For great tidings of great joy, which will be to who? All people. Not just those in America, not just those in Africa or those in Asia. It's for all people. The good news of Jesus is for all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David, who? A Savior who is Christ the Lord. So this name is important. He is the anointed one. He is the sent one. He is the one who has come. He is the one that through him alone you can get to the Father. Amen. Jesus said, I am the way, John 14, verse 6, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The anointed one. He is the Son of God. He said, he's born unto you in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Did you know that the main reason they crucified Jesus, what they had against him was that he called himself the Christ? Because the people, the religious leaders of the day, they knew what it means. Because if you are the Christ, you are saying you are God. So they understood that because they studied the scripture, they studied their books, and they know that when the Messiah comes, he is going to be, when the Christ comes, he will be God himself. Go to Mark chapter 14. The Christ, the Son of the living God. Without Christ, there is no Christmas. Amen. So I really want to get this into our spirit so that even in the midst of all our celebration, we must never lose sight of the Christ. He is the reason for the season. Look at it. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, saying, do you answer nothing? Because when they were trying him, he kept silent. Do you answer nothing? What is it these men testify against you? What are they testifying? See, they had nothing against Jesus. Nothing. He had never committed any sin. He was spotless, the spotless Lamb of God. No evil, no deceit found in him. So nothing. So they had to conjure, is that a good word? They had to conjure some allegations against him. But even after they conjured every allegation against him, they still found nothing in him. He was not worthy to put him to death for all those allegations that were bringing against him. And so he says, do you answer nothing? Then he said, but he kept silent and answered nothing. Again, the high priest asked him, saying to him, are you the Christ? Are you the Christ? So this Christ is a big deal. Being Christ is pivotal. Oh, hallelujah. He says, are you the Christ, the Son? What did Peter just say? The blessed means God. God is the blessed, the blessed. Not just a blessed person, the blessed. So he wants to know. Why does he want to know? He means he already knew about Christ. He knows that the Christ will come. So that's what he wants to find out. Now, why is he trying to find out? He knows that Jesus already told the people that he is the Christ. He is the Christ. But he is trying to use it to do what? To what? To trip him. And not just to trip him, you will see what's going to happen now. Now, look at what happens. Verse 62. Jesus said what? I am. Do you know that I am is the name of God? I am. You know, when I am is I am, it means nobody else exists. Without me, nothing exists. So this man knows. Because when Moses said, what shall I tell the people? Who shall I tell them sent me to you? What did God say? Tell them I am sent you. So they already knew that I am is the name of God. So Jesus said, I am. Jesus is God. I said, Jesus is God. And they know that when you say you are the Son of God, it means that you are born of God, you came out of God, then you must be God. Jesus is not an ordinary prophet. He's not Elijah. He's not just a philosopher. He's not a good teacher. He's not just a wise teacher. He is God himself. And we believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That's the Trinity. He is God himself. And that's important. So he said, I am. And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven. So he's coming back again. Amen. I say Christ is coming back again. Okay, let's look at verse 63. Keep going. Then the high priest did what? He tore his clothes. You see, the high priest, he is mad. You are the Christ. You are God. You are the Messiah, the one that we've been expecting. You are the anointed one. He tore his clothes and said, what further need do we have of witnesses? We don't need any more witnesses. He has just done what? He has what? He has incriminated himself. That's the word I'm trying to use. You see, Jesus went to the cross for you and I. The Christ went to the cross for you just because he called himself the Christ. So the Christ must be an important name. It must be a powerful name. He said, need do we have of witnesses? Verse 64. You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think? And they all condemned him to be deserving of death. See, that name took him to the cross. Because of that name, he went to the cross to die for you and I. So the Christ is a big deal. It's a big deal. It's a name that must always be on our tongue, on our lips. We must recognize Jesus as the Christ. We must recognize him as the Son of God. We must recognize him as the Messiah. And as we celebrate at Christmas time, let Christ be prominent in all that we do. Let him be prominent. Don't forget it. You know, it's good that we go out and we shop for clothes, we shop for gifts, we shop for food, and shop for everything. But as you are doing it, remember, it's all about who? The Christ. It's about him. The Christ, the Son of the living God. You know, the disciples of Jesus, everywhere they went, the apostles, they were preaching the Christ. The Bible says they will preach Christ and the resurrection. They were letting everybody know that Jesus is a Savior. He is a Redeemer. He is God who has come in human flesh to take away our sins. And that for us to be saved, we have to receive Jesus into our heart as Lord and as Savior. Amen. He said, I am. You know, we're going to be looking at those I am statements. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. What other word did he say? He says, I am the light of the world. I am. There is enough that has been spoken concerning Jesus that he said about himself for humanity to know who he is. And it is time for us to begin to celebrate the Christ. Don't let the world relegate the name of Jesus to a philosopher. Don't let it bring him down to one of the prophets. You know, there are many ways to God. There are not many ways to God. You know, the Bible says broad is the way. It's broad that many people are walking on that broad way. But it says straight is that way. Narrow is that way. There is only the way to God. And what is that way? The Christ. It is the Christ, the anointed one. And you know, people may say, oh, but Pastor, you know, it is not my word. It is the word of God. Hallelujah. I said it is the word of God. Do not. I'm not saying you go and argue with people. Don't argue with people. But you must never be convinced otherwise. And you know the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. What does it say? You know, it says in the beginning, God did what? Created. You know, there's some people. They try to manipulate that first verse. If you don't believe the first line in the Bible, how can you guarantee you believe the rest of it? In the beginning, God, and that word God means Elohim. And that Elohim means it's a singular plural, if I can put it that way, singular plural, meaning that it was not just one person, it's one person, but they are, oh, glory to God. There are times we want to preach this gospel. The English language is not enough to preach it. Hallelujah. So when God created, in that creation, there was God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And that's why God said, let us make man. Who was he talking to when he said, let us make man? Because he's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he's the Son that came down from heaven. And that's why he's called the Christ, the Son of the living God. There is no way that a sinful man could be redeemed by any person who has ever sinned. We needed someone who was pure, a pure lamb, who had never sinned, who was not born of a human being. That's why Jesus came. That's why we celebrate Christmas. That's what it's all about. It's bigger than just having turkey at Christmas. It's bigger than just unwrapping your box and saying, Mom, you didn't get me any gift today. Hallelujah. You've got the greatest gift ever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. He is the greatest gift. I want you to recognize it. When they give you a gift at home, you should look at it and say, be grateful for it, but you should take it knowing that you've got the best gift. Who is the best gift? The Christ, the Son of the living God. Woo, hallelujah. Guess what? Whatever gift you get, maybe a pair of socks, it's not going to take away your sin. Amen. But this gift, who was with the Father, the Bible says he's been with the Father. What is John chapter 1 verse 1 says? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He said the Word became flesh and did what? Dwelt among us. That Word is Christ. That Word is the anointed one. That Word is the Messiah. That Word is who we celebrate at Christmas. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Never take Christ out of Christmas. Never let it happen. Even as we celebrate, and it's good to enjoy good food at Christmas. In fact, if you understand what Christ means, every day will be Christmas for you. Hallelujah. Because you've got a gift that is perpetual, that is eternal, that is forever. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You know, the disciples, they did everything to proclaim that name. Let me show you something. Acts chapter 5, verse 40. Acts 5. And they agreed with him. You know, they were preaching Jesus as Christ. And they were being arrested. So this Christ means so powerful. They know that there is power in that name. You know, they were going about, they went to the gate beautiful in the name of Jesus. What happened? The lame man walked. Every situation you have in your life today, the power of the anointed one will deal with it in Jesus' name. Whatever the situation in your life, I want you to know that you have the anointed one, the name of Jesus, which is greater than any other name. So they agreed with him. And when they had called for the apostles and beaten them. Did you hear this? Why are they beating them? For saying Jesus is the Christ. I wonder if somebody were to call you and they said, the government, you know, they're going to arrest you and they're going to beat you. All you have to do to not be beaten is don't call Jesus the Christ. You know, some of us say, no problem. No problem. I didn't even know that he was the Christ. It was a pastor who told me. From today onward, no. It's a big deal. It makes a difference. It's eternal life. Christ in you, the Bible says, the hope of glory. It is that name that is in you that gives you hope that when he returns, you're going to go with him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He's coming back again. And it will take us with him. Hallelujah. That Christ, that name is what gives us the hope. There is hope in that name. And so after they had beaten them, and then what did they do? They commanded them that they should not speak in the name of Jesus. They shouldn't speak in that name anymore. Hallelujah. And then they let them go. You know, we can't stop speaking the name of Jesus. Amen. That's why we sang that song. There is something about that name. That name has brought us salvation. That name has brought us joy. He has brought us peace. He has brought us healing. He has taken us out of the miry clay. And he has set our feet on the rock to stay. We cannot but speak the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Over this land, over this nation. The name of Jesus must resound. We should be ready to, you know, I know this is not what people want to hear at Christmas, to go to prison shouting that name. Amen. Hallelujah. I've made up my mind. For many years, he has turned my life around. Turned my life around. I have a personal, deep relationship with Christ. It's not what people say about him. What do you say that Jesus is? He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. So they let them go. Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. So they departed from the presence of the council rejoicing. Say rejoicing. Rejoice. Why are they rejoicing? That they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. That is unworthy. That the same punishment they were giving to Jesus because he said he's the Christ, when I mention his name, they are giving me, that is, oh, wow. You know what we would do? Jesus, why are they treating me like this? I'm only calling your name. And everybody is standing against me. Let them stand against you. You know, it is proof that you know who Jesus is. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, you know, these people did great things, amazing things. Through them, the gospel is still reigning today because of their work. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for the name, for his name. Verse 42. What did they do? Listen to what they did. And daily, say daily. In the temple and in every house, they did not cease. What's the word cease? They did not stop teaching and preaching Jesus as who? As the Christ. We must not stop. You know, sometimes you say, oh, maybe in England, in the West, people are not coming to the Lord again. We are not preaching Jesus as the Christ. Everywhere we go. You know, everywhere I go to the shops. I go to Sainsbury's. Yesterday, I saw Toby. We were there at Sainsbury's. And as we were at the checkout, there was a man who was sitting outside, you know, just maybe waiting for the wife to come along. Just say, oh, it's a pastor. You know, he's an indigene, and he's calling me, say, pastor. He said, are you going to church tomorrow? I said, he's asking me whether I'm going to church tomorrow. Amen. And he began to speak to me and say, you know, I'm going through this, I'm going through that. Will you pray for me? I say, yes, I will pray for you. What is he recognizing? Because I've known him. I have called the name of Jesus. You've not ceased. People need help. The only help they can get is in Jesus. Let's not be silent. They said daily, daily. Everywhere you go. In Sainsbury's, they know me. Every place I go, they know me. I don't go and preach it over their head. But do you know the opportunity always comes? Some of you, all you are looking for opportunity to gripe about the economy situation. To gripe about the weather. Or is it not so cold today? See how cold, how cold. Look for opportunity to tell them about Jesus. He is the answer to every situation. Let's not take Christ out of Christmas. Even as we celebrate Christmas, let us begin to remember that he came for you and I. And he was born, the greatest gift. He went to the cross for you and for me. Don't forget what Christmas is all about. It's about the Christ. It's about Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. You know, so what do I do during this time? Yes, I will go shopping, but I will also plan to be in church. Amen. Because it's about the Christ. I will buy gifts and wrap gifts and set up my Christmas tree. But I also plan to come and worship him. To give him glory, to give him praise. Because he's the one who has given our lives a meaning. Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Because he lives, we live also. He is alive forevermore. He is the beginning. He is the ending. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the door. He is the good shepherd. Oh, Jesus, we lift your name on high today. We lift you high. Let Christ be celebrated in this nation over this Christmas period. In the name of Jesus, let the hearts of children, young people, the old, let their hearts return to Christ. Let there be a tenderness in their heart to know Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, just go ahead and thank him. Say, Jesus, you are the Christ. You are the Christ. Oh, I worship you. I worship you. I give you glory, I give you praise. The greatest gift the Father has given to us, he's given us his only Son, Jesus Christ, the Lord. I worship you, my Lord. I worship you, my Master. You are Lord over my life.